Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. And we're so glad that each and every one of you joined us today for the program. Thanks for just taking the time to come on board and listen and be a part of everything that's going on here at Turn the Light On. I've got my special guest, Lisa, with me today, who is my wife and spouse and lovely significant other, and she's got a lot to say.
Oh, come on. You can say better
guys.
Things than
yeah.
that. Come on.
Oh, wait, and we're
keep
not in
coming.
The conflict.
Keep
yeah.
it coming.
Yeah, right. Yes. So anyway, you know, we just wanted to talk to you guys a little bit more about different topics, different things that the Lord is actually encouraging us to bring to the table, because we know that it ministers to you out there, and that each and every one of you are seeking the Lord every day in different ways, and we just want to kind of spark different things in your life and get you thinking and get you moving towards the Lord. And today, we wanted to kind of accent our program from yesterday. Yesterday, we were talking about all the different signs and different things that you hear the Lord trying to speak to you through. And then today, what is our topic for today?
God speaking through the whisper.
The whisper.
The still small voice.
You know,
God spoke to Moses through a burning bush.
Right.
But God usually speaks to us with a still small voice. It's like the prompting in our heart.
Yeah.
Jesus said that he who has ears to hear, let them hear what the Lord is speaking. So don't ignore the whisper, because you don't know what people are going through. And God may lead you to give something to someone or give them a word of encouragement.
Right. I've had that happen to me hundreds and hundreds of times, where I'm just walking through a room or I'm hanging out somewhere, and God will just whisper in my heart, you know, hey, go talk to them. One time I was in the mall. And I was sitting there in the food court, just got my food, and I was sitting down at one end where they had a jewelry store down there on the corner, and there was a young lady over at the jewelry store, and I felt like a whisper from the Lord just said, hey, go talk to her.
You're like, hey, go buy your wife a
yeah,
new,
right.
new ring.
No, that was the devil's whisper.
Oh, okay.
But I'm kidding. But you know, we basically I get up and I go over there and she's there, and I just looked at her and I said, hey, you know, I know this is kind of crazy, but the Lord was just kind of whispering to me that he wanted to encourage you today, that things hadn't been, you know, everything that you were hoping they would be. And she's like, you're so right. Man, I just got out of a relationship with somebody. My heart's kind of broken and this and that. And I just began to encourage her and lift her up. And then I felt like the Lord whispered in my heart, tell her I have a new journey for her in her life. And so I did. I just said, hey, I just need you to know that, you know, God said he's got a new journey for you. You're a year from now, you're never even going to look back at this moment. You're going to be so blessed and things are going to be totally different. And, you know, went on about my way and said, hey, thanks. Thanks for listening or letting me share. Because you always got to be sensitive when you're telling people and encouraging them that God has told you something. You know, I always try to leave it open that, you know what, you know, just test that, you know, just make sure that that's the Lord to you, speaking to you, not just me, but that God confirms in your heart that that is a word from him. And I think that's powerful, because God will whisper to you as well, yes, this is me.
Yes, right.
And so it was almost a year later, maybe a little more than a year later. I hadn't seen her, hadn't noticed her really, but she still worked there. And I went to the food court. Next thing you know, I see her waving, trying to flag me down. She recognized me. She calls me over there. She's like, "You're not going to believe it. This is incredible. You know, you remember when you came up? It was, I know it's been a while, but you gave me a word of encouragement and you said, God's got a new journey for you and this and that." You have no idea how significant those words were. You know, she said right after that, about a week and a half, 2 weeks later, I met a new guy and, you know, we now are married and I'm expecting a new baby and everything like that, you know, and it was a little over a year, you know, and and she was like, it's true. Everything that you said God told me that he had a new journey for me. She's like, "Well, what do you think my husband's name is?" And I was like, you know, Kevin, because she knew me, you know, I figured, journey. Oh, you know, she's like, "No, it's Journey. Wow. His name is actually Journey."
You can't make and this
you,
stuff
yeah,
up.
Yeah, you can't. You
That's
can't.
Amazing.
So I love the whispers of the Holy Spirit and the whispers of our Heavenly Father and Jesus, you know, as they work together to create signs and to create things like that in our lives. It's pretty powerful.
In 1 Kings 19, 11 through 13, "Go out and stand before me on the mountain," the Lord told him. "And as Elijah stood there, the Lord passed by, and a mighty windstorm hit the mountain. It was such a terrible blast that the rocks were torn loose. But the Lord was not in the wind. And the wind was there, there was an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, there was a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, there was the sound of a gentle whisper. When Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his scarf and went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. And a voice said, 'Why are you here, Elijah?'" See, God spoke through a whisper. It's that knowing in your heart.
Yeah, that is crazy, you know.
But you told your story. I want to tell a story that I had happened to me at a yard sale, and this is when our kids were younger.
Okay.
And I really wanted them to get one of those Power Wheel cars, you know, the kind that they can
ride.
Yeah,
the little battery ones.
They're usually like a $250. They're probably like $5,000 now.
$500-$600 now.
They're probably a lot more now, and the batteries are a lot more money too.
Yeah, right.
So anyway, this lady had a Power Wheels car, and she was selling it for $25. I was like, "Oh, surely the battery's probably not working," but she had her kid driving all around in it, and she said, "No, it works fine. We don't have room for it anymore. We're getting rid of it." And there was another lady that was looking at it. She was there before I was, and I was like, "Oh man, I hope she doesn't buy it."
Right.
So she was saying,
like, "Yes,
I really want this. That you know, I really want this, but my husband's very restrictive on our finances, and he would be so upset if I spent money on this Power Wheel car. He'd rather me spend it on groceries or something that we really need." She's like, "But I really do want it," and I was like, "Well, too bad for you, lady. I'm getting it." I'm thinking in my head, you know. Well, as it turned out,
then the whisper came.
Then the whisper came.
Oh man, I hate those whispers.
And I said to the lady, I said, "Are you gonna get it or not?" And she's like, "No, I just can't get it." So I hurried up and hand the $25 to the woman that was having the yard sale, and then I said, "Okay," and I just started walking away. And the woman's like, "What are you doing?" I said, "Oh, that's for you." And she's like, "What do you mean?" I said, "God wants you to have this." I said, "I'm just paying for it and I'm leaving." And I go, "And you can tell your husband that God blessed you with this." And she's like, no, you can't do that." And I was like, "Yes, the Lord wants you to have it, and it's for your children, and God wants you to be blessed with it." And so then I left, and of course she started crying, and I was just like, "Lord, why did you do this?"
Yeah, right.
I really wanted that, but
can I cry too?
I wanted that for my kids, but no, I knew it was the Lord, because I knew it wasn't something that I wanted. I wanted it in my own selfishness. I'd want it for my kids, not for her kids.
Right.
But I knew that God wanted to show him his love toward
her. What
a
power moment for you to share with someone else the love of God,
right?
Because God loves her, you know. And Psalms 32:8, it says, "I will instruct you and teach you in the way that you should go. I will advise you with my eye upon you." And I mean, think about your willingness to be obedient to the Lord in that. How many Power Wheels have our kids owned?
Oh my goodness.
In their lives?
Yes.
You know, God is, we didn't do without a Power Wheel in our life. And while that was a good deal, you know, God blessed us with the ability to still get our kids
stuff like that. And we had the
really nice
one. Like
that,
it was
you
that
know?
Green Jeep one.
Yeah, it had the little
really
trailer
nice.
And the kids would pull each other around in
yes,
it. I remember
even
that
better.
One. But I love that. "I will advise you with my eye upon you." In other words, God is speaking, like we talked about yesterday. He's speaking through signs, and he's also speaking through whispers in our heart. He's speaking to us, but he is actually, you know, got his eye upon you. He's watching to see what you'll do. He's wanting, it says that the Lord's looking to and fro to see, you know, who will be obedient in the earth, who will listen to him, who will, apply themselves to the voice of the Lord. Because, you know, you may be in a tough situation right now. Those of you who are listening out there, there may be something tragic or very distraught, or you could be struggling financially in your life right now. And God already has a plan to get you out of it. God already has the ability to take you through that minefield of life that wants to blow you up, you know, and he has the ability, but he needs you to know that his eye is upon you. And if his eye is upon you and he knows the situations and circumstances in your life, then that also means he is willing to speak to you and guide you, and his whisper and his voice will lead you through life's obstacles, and you'll come out the other side unscathed.
Amen. You got to get quiet before the Lord and he will speak to you. If you have unrest or a lack of peace over a situation, listen to the voice of God. Don't be surprised if that still small voice whispers against our logic and our own reasoning. But in your spirit, there'll be a peace, a rest, a knowing. You can't explain it. You just know that you know that it's the right decision or the wrong decision. There's been times where you're just like, oh, I just don't have a peace about this. And you can go forward with it, and then it might turn into a tragic situation. Yeah. We had that with one of the houses that we were buying. We didn't have peace about the financing, the way the financing was.
Yeah.
Right before the closing, I talked to the guy that was doing the financing, and I said, I don't know about this loan. This whole negative equity loan, this whole interest-only loan, I don't know if this is the right situation for us. Everybody's doing it. What do you mean? He got really upset with me, and I was like, I let him talk me out of what I felt like the Lord was saying because he intimidated me and just acted, made me feel like I was being ridiculous or being weird by not wanting to do what everyone was doing.
The world's not always going to cooperate with the whisper of the Lord in your life, you know, and that little inner peace and small voice.
And we did what we shouldn't have done.
Yeah,
and it turned
we went through with it and ended up losing that house.
It wasn't a good situation.
No,
but,
it really wasn't.
I listened to man instead of the voice of God.
You know, I always think of when I hear you know, the voice of the Lord going against our logic and our reasoning. I'm always brought to that story in the Bible where, you know, they came to Jesus and they said, Jesus, we got to pay the taxes. And Jesus spoke to them and he said, okay, here's what you need to do. I need you to go catch a fish.
Now,
that
how
didn't make
weird
sense.
Is that?
You know,
I
it's
just
like,
said I needed money. I didn't say I'm hungry.
You know, our logic says, go catch a fish.
We've got to
pay the
anything?
Taxes. He says, no, go catch a fish. And in the fish's mouth, there's going to be a gold coin. Take the gold coin out and actually go pay the taxes with the gold coin. And, you know, a lot of times when God is whispering to you and he's speaking things to you in your life, it may not make sense, but if you will be obedient to the voice of the Lord, if you will follow after him, then he will direct your path. It says, trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding or your own logic or your own reasoning, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will
direct
your
path.
Path.
I like in Isaiah 55, 8 through 9, it says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts.
Right.
And also in Philippians 4, 6 through 7, it says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. God's peace is so great. We can't possibly comprehend its fullness. It so greatly overshadows even the greatest of our concerns. But we have to pay attention to that still small voice, the whisper. because God will lead you places that you never dreamed you'd
be. I've been places that I never thought I would be because I followed the voice of the Lord in my life. You know, the Holy Spirit is our counselor, and He's our guide. And the more we get familiar with hearing His voice, that still small voice in our hearts, that whisper, you know, the easier it will be to recognize and obey His direction in your life. Because, you know, the first key is recognizing it. Okay, this is the Lord speaking right now. This isn't just, you know, the balloon sign saying go with the exclamation point on it. It's the Lord reminding me that I need to go, that I need to be, you know, where it is that He is calling me to be in my life. And that is how we get His direction in our lives. So if you pay attention to the whisper and you don't ignore the prompting of the Lord, He's going to give you all kinds of ideas and witty inventions and direction, and He's going to help you in making financial decisions. You know how many bad financial decisions I've made because I ignored the still small voice of the Lord?
Oh, yeah.
You know, which is usually sounds a lot like you.
Don't right? buy that gun. Hey, what are you thinking?
Why would
how
God
many more
tell
guns
me
not- do you need?
Yeah, right. But
sorry,
you know
for
what?
All those people that don't like guns. We have the right to bear arms. Anyway.
God will give you favor in situations, okay? It's just the way it is. You've got to learn to hear that still small voice.
And I liked how in Proverbs 8:12 it says, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions.
Yeah, I mean, some of you guys are one witty invention away from your breakthrough.
Right.
You know, one creative idea, one job idea, one business idea, you know, even a straight up invention itself. You know, God is trying to get your attention and show you how to do life and how to do life successfully.
And sometimes the whisper will be practical, like you need to drink more water, eat less sugar, exercise. God knows what's best for us. Maybe you'll hear the whisper of God telling you to treat your spouse better.
Yeah, right.
Or stop speeding.
Yeah.
Save your money. Watch your words you're speaking. Gentle whispers.
Yeah, right.
When we
exactly.
understand that God is leading us down the best path, then we'll be quick to listen to the whispers.
I have a hard time believing that the whisper, still small voice of the Lord would tell me to eat less sugar. I'm just going to go on the record with that one.
Oh, whatever. Well, in John,
God's going to take us down the right path.
Of course.
We know that for sure, you know, but we've got to be willing to step up, listen, do what He's saying, and know it's Him. You know, the biggest thing I think with the whisper is recognizing, you know, that it is the whisper. Because if you jump back into that story with, you know, Elijah, you know, there was a huge earthquake, you know, and earthquakes can get your attention, right?
Right.
Storms, and they get your attention. We've ridden out a few hurricanes and had a tornado hit our house while we were home and things like that. And you know what? Fire will get your attention. I've you know, heard of people losing their homes and everything in fires, but you know what? None of that was the Lord in that situation. All that hype and all of that, you know, just mess of just attention, God wasn't in any of that. And then I love that it's that still small voice and that whisper that we need to, so we need to be listening.
The Holy Spirit will speak to us. One time when we were on vacation in Tennessee, we felt the whisper of the Lord direct us to a church. It was in Knoxville, Tennessee, a church called Home. We had gone on vacation. We really didn't have that much money. We probably had no business going on vacation, but we did anyway because we were trying to have fun, a fun time on a dime. Well, it just so happened that the church that we were visiting, it was Valentine's Day weekend, and they were giving away a package prize to a prize of fun for a couple. So we were picked as one of the couples, and we played Rock'em Sock'em Robots, and I wound up winning, and we won the package, and there was a three-day night hotel stay. There were free meals at various locations, free tickets to entertainment and activities for the family, mountain coasters, go-kart rides, ice cream. I mean, God totally paid for our vacation.
Yeah, it was incredible.
And we also met Pastor Jason and Melissa Creech, and we had a great relationship with them. We've gone on mission trips to Mexico with them. Our son Jason did an internship at their church. Even you've DJed their daughter's wedding.
Yeah.
Just from listening to the voice of God, just from that still small voice that said, hey, why don't you go visit that church? That made a wonderful relationship and a blessing in our lives.
Yeah, it's incredible, man, all the different things that God has brought into our life through just simple whispers, simple communication, all that, you know, through just...
Following the Holy Spirit.
Following the Holy Spirit. And that's where John 16, 13 through 15 comes in. It says, but when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak of his own. He will speak only what he hears. He will tell you what is yet to come, and he will glorify me, because it's from me that you will receive, you know, all the things that you need from him. So, you know what? He will make it known to you, and all that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said the Spirit will receive from me what he will make known to you. God is trying to make things known to us. Isn't that incredible?
He wants us to walk
in his power, and he wants us to experience his anointing and see people's lives changed and transformed all around us. It's so vital that we, as the people of God, learn to recognize the still small voice of God and the signs, like we talked about yesterday, that he is speaking to us through all around us. It will just transform the way that you do life when you begin to recognize how God speaks.
And also, there's other ways that the enemy can try and speak to us too. So we have to make sure it's the voice of the Lord does this line up with the Word of God?
Oh, for sure.
Now, obviously, when I'm feeling not feeling a peace about getting a house or something, I'm not going to look in the Bible and it's going to say, okay,
don't buy that house
right now. But I just felt like I didn't feel a peace about it. And so I'm like, I let peace be my guide. And I feel like the Holy Spirit is going to
guide and direct
me.
Talk a little more about that.
And
if
you don't feel peace about something, it's like, man, for some reason, like I've had this when I'm driving and serving papers, for some reason I just don't want to go down this one street and go the direction that I'm supposed to be going. It's like, why? I already have my whole route mapped to go that way,
right?
But for some reason I'm not feeling a peace about going, so then I wind up turning my whole route around, and then I find out that there's a big accident there, the traffic was backed up, I would have been sitting in traffic for over an hour,
or it could have been in the accident.
Exactly.
You never know.
Had I not listened to the Holy Spirit and gone the other direction, I would have wasted my time sitting in traffic, or could have been involved in something.
Yeah, and it's like that in our life. The Holy Spirit is always in the process of redirecting us, and I think that redirection is one of the biggest keys to walking in a successful Christian walk in your life. You know, you need to be able to hear God say, no, don't go there. Don't do this. No, do this. Or, yeah, go over here in our lives. And I think that that is one of the greatest acts of maturity that we can learn in the Christian walk, is to be able to understand and recognize the voice of the Lord and then listen to it, you know, because God has spoken to many of us many times and we didn't heed his
advice. We need to be quick to obey.
We didn't do what he said. And then we learn later that, you know what? I should have listened to that voice.
Right.
And we've got story after story of that in our lives. So I think that the biggest key to a successful walk with the Lord is hearing that still small voice and then being
obedient, willing
to be redirected in our life. So we're going to take a quick break here real quick, and then I want to come back and I want to talk a little bit more about being redirected by the voice of the Lord. We'll see you in just a minute.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. Lighthouse Generational Ministries wants to remind you that we have so many things to do here at the church. Every Tuesday night at 6:30, we have our young adult ministry, Vessel. Vessel is for ages 18 to 29 years old, and they meet in the round building on our campus and have a great time in worship and learning. Every Wednesday night at 6 p.m., we have Lifeline Youth. 7th to 12th graders gather for dinner in the Fellowship Hall, and then they hang out till 8:30 playing games, learning, and just being teens. Encourage your kids to put down that game controller and come have some real fun. Every Thursday, we have men's and ladies' Bible study here at Lighthouse. A relevant teaching of the Bible is always on hand, so come out and join us as we grow together as a church family. There's something for the entire family at Lighthouse, so plug in today. For more details, call the church office at 321-452-1012 or check online at ourlighthouse.net. All right, everybody, we are back. Thanks again for listening. We've been talking about that still small voice and hearing the voice of the Lord and being redirected and being willing to be redirected. So, Lisa, why don't you share with us a little bit about that as we close out the program?
Yes, because it's kind of like a navigation system where the navigation is telling you turn right here, turn left there. God could do the same thing in our lives. And I remember a story, I think we might have talked about this several months ago, but a story where a lady actually felt, she had just came from a seminar and she felt like God was, she was wanting to hear God's voice. So she's like, Lord, show me which way to go. He said, turn right here. She keeps driving. Where should I go now? Turn left here. She just followed his voice until she wound up in front of a convenience store. She thought, this is weird. Why am I in front of a convenience store? So she goes inside the convenience store and she's just walking around going, okay, Lord, what should I do now? And the Lord said, okay, go do a handstand in front of the clerk over there. She was like, okay, this is not from the Lord. Why would I be doing a handstand in front of a clerk? That makes absolutely no sense. So she was just, okay, Lord, if this is really what you're saying, I'm just going to be obedient, you know. So she's waiting for everyone to leave the store. She's hanging by the chip aisle, just waiting. And then finally, everyone leaves, and she says to the clerk, hey, look what I could do. And she does a handstand, and then he just starts sobbing. He's like, are you serious? Oh, my gosh. And she's like, what's the matter? What's
That's
the matter?
Funny.
He said, I just said, Lord, if you're real, let someone come in here and do a handstand in front of me. He goes, and here you are. He's like, what can I do to give my heart to the Lord? And she wound
That's
up
so powerful.
Praying. Leading him to the Lord, and it was all from her being obedient to the voice of God.
Yeah.
And just think how many great opportunities that God wants to use us. If we would just listen, he might have us do crazy things like that. But
you don't know.
You don't know what people put out there. Lord, yeah. Show me you're real. Let this person buy me something from McDonald's right now, burger and fries, and then you show up with that, and they're like crying, going, I just said, Lord, if you're real, let them buy me a burger and fries, and they did it, you know?
Yeah, right. So, yeah, God will do those types of things because, you know, sometimes we are the still small voice of God to someone else.
Right.
And what we speak to them could be the voice of the Lord in that moment.
Speaking the truth.
Our actions could be that still small voice
right.
of somebody just
confirming,
wanting and needing to know God better, to believe in him, to have faith. And God is into miracles, man. He will turn things around so fast for somebody who is really, truly seeking after him. So if you're seeking the Lord today, we pray that you would find him in that still small voice, each and every one of you. We pray blessings over you, and we believe that God is talking to each and every one of you in your lives. So God bless you guys. Thanks for tuning in to Turn the Light On. And you guys have a blessed
day.
Day.
is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.